Proclamation number 6155 of 5th of January, 1955. There is no eternal damnation. There is no eternal separation from God. There is no eternal condemnation, no eternal death. For God's infinite love eliminates such, which takes care of every being, which has mercy on every being, no matter how low it has sunk, and which will also never ever leave to its adversary what has emerged from eternal love. Yet there is a separation from God for infinitely long periods of time which, however, is never God's will but the will of the being itself. Thus no condemnation by God can be spoken of either. If the being is so infinitely distant from God, then it is its own fault, its own will, and it can reduce this separation at any time. It can return to God at any time because God grants it every help, as soon as only the being itself is at the will to return to God. Thus the unhappy state is created by the being itself. And the unhappy state consists of the fact that the being lacks light and strength the further it distances itself from God because it rejects God's love, which signifies light and strength for the being. But God's love constantly endeavors to call the being, which is dead due to its lack of strength, back to life again. God's love is always ready to radiate strength and light to the being. Yet always in compliance with his eternal order, the law, which is based on his perfection. And therefore the duration of distance from God can be infinitely long for a being. The term, eternity is therefore not entirely unjustified, only a state which never ends is not to be understood by it. But for the being which has separated itself from God, there is always the possibility to put an end to its wretched state, for it is never left to itself but is always pursued by God with his love. Salvation opportunities are always offered to it, and it is always left to its free will to make use of them. For God's love is unlimited, it is not resentful. It is always willing to help, to save, to make happy and blissful, for it is always his creations which his strength of love once called into being, and which he will never ever abandon, and whether eternal times pass away. Yet it is impossible to return a life full of light and strength to a being which closes itself off to the original source of light and strength. Free will is the characteristic of all that is divine, and to eliminate free will would mean to de-divine the being. To leave it eternally imperfect and therefore also eternally unhappy. But an unhappiness that would be God's will. God, however, wants to provide his creations with eternal happiness and therefore leaves them free will, according to which the being can now determine for itself whether and for how long it keeps itself distant from God or longs for God's love and presence. Yet no being will ever be cast out from God's presence, for his love is so strong that it will lead everything back to himself again which once originated from him. Amen.